the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show. It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Now live with the State Farm Insurance Agent James Boyette pregame show. Here's the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Searcy, the Bombers tonight with their final road game of the year. Getting set to take on the Lions tonight. Mountain Home comes in with a record of 0-8 on the campaign, 0-5 so far in the 6A East Conference. Searcy right now in third place in the conference. The Lions overall 6-2. They are 3-2 in conference play. They are the highest scoring offense in the conference. Wow, they put up a lot of points. They've scored 270 points so far this season, averaging over 35 points per game. Be a tough test for this Bomber defense tonight. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about the matchup here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season. This week's Player of the Game is Hunter Price. Hunter is a junior safety. He had 9 tackles and 1 big fumble recovery. Hunter also plays on the punt and kickoff team, where he recovered a kickoff to set the Bombers up to take the lead in the third quarter. Hunter Price, the Player of the Game against Sylvan Hills, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm agent.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Tim Griffin, your Lieutenant Governor. You know, there's something really special about football in the South. On Friday nights, I'm a Magnolia Panther. My wife, she's a Camden Cardinal. We have fond memories of our days in school, and now I'm working hard to make Arkansas schools the best they can be and grow good-paying jobs for your kids and mine. I need your support to keep working for Arkansas, and I'm honored to ask for your vote. Paid for by re-elect Tim Griffin for Arkansas.
Now, back to the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Searcy, we're about just under 18 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers and the Lions of Searcy joining us again for the broadcast tonight is Bob Burton.
Nice to be here, Brad. Good to be here with you.
You know, he's always worried about what I want to say about it.
Yeah, never know.
Let's talk about this matchup, Bob. This is the best offense that we have seen all season long. Highest scoring offense in the 6A East. They'll throw the ball some. They'll throw it again. If that doesn't work, they'll throw it again.
I mean, you know, they've got a quarterback, and it's, you know, like someone said a while ago, it's tough to imagine this quarterback set behind Mason, what was
Shucker.
Shucker last year. And the way he's throwing the ball this year is just unbelievable. You know, he's thrown for over 2,150 yards already this year, averaging about 270 a game. And, you know, like you said, they're going to put 4 wideouts every time. And, And the running back is considered more of a receiver than actual running back, so they're going to throw the ball. And, you know, we've had trouble with the pass in previous games. You know, Marion hurt us quite a bit with it. And, you know, Searcy's going to be a little bit better than Marion is, I think, at throwing the football right now.
Peyton Wright is the quarterback we're speaking of. He sat behind Mason Shucker the last 2 years. Shucker playing at Hutchinson Community College out in Kansas. He's starting out there this year as a freshman. Boy, I tell you what, Bob, it's hard to believe that Searcy's as good as they are. Can you consider what they lost from last year?
Well, they were 10-3 last year, lost in the semifinals. They got three players back on offense, six on the defensive side. They lost three All-State players and four All-Conference players. You know, Shucker's now playing at Hutchinson Community College. You know, they lost a bunch. They start a lot of seniors this year.
Right.
You know, so it's one of those good win-win situations where you have a big senior class, and that normally translates to experience and more success when you have that.
Well, they have got, some talent here. They got several players that are getting some looks from colleges.
Well, Peyton Wright, the quarterback, he's got some NAIA offers already, and then Tony Young has some D2 offers, a running back for him who's ran for over 660 yards this year so far, caught 24 balls for 328 yards. We saw him not dressed out in the pregame warm-up. He may not be playing tonight, but it was number one that was there, but we can't ever tell. You know, they've got Tim Williams, a wide receiver, has been offered by Ivy League schools. Safety Tristan Alcorn, a UAPB offer. Drew Vest, who is an offensive tackle, has a UC offer and a preferred walk-on offer at the University of Arkansas. He's a big kid with good feet, and so golly. And Tanner Thomas is a guard with a D2 offer. So, yeah, they up and down the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, they've got some talent.
Bob, by the way, the Ivy League schools, I know you had kind of a puzzled look on your face. Those are the smart kids.
Oh, the smart kids.
Yes.
Those are the
Yales and the schools like that.
Okay, well, I'd never known that. You hadn't have said that. Ivy League, I thought, is it mandatory where they have Ivy before they – thanks, Brad.
You look kind of puzzled. So. I'll tell you what, these two teams have had some battles over the years. And, boy, last year, what was it, seven-point game last year.
You know, that was a good game last year. We've had some good games. You know, probably the highlight was 2016 when it was 42-41. We hung on. They went for two late in the ball game and didn't make it, and we hung on and won 42-41. So it's been some good games. A lot of offense in most of these games. Hopefully that we can score with them tonight, because I feel confident they're going to move the ball. They have on everybody all year long.
Right.
Nobody has shut them down completely. So, you know, the key is to keep the ball away from them as much as possible and score when we can.
That's the thing. You got to hang on to the football and have some of those long, sustained drives, which we're seeing the offense of Mountain Home Ball playing much better the last several weeks.
Well, we have. You know, we've seen improvement in the offensive side of the ball as far as keeping the ball away from the other team, which is paramount tonight. It is all year. The thing that we need to do tonight is not turn it over, not have penalties, and not have minus plays. We have to stay on the positive side of things to the way our offense is set up, and that's just a normal. When I say positive, that's 2 to 3 yards on every play. You know, Junior Williams, you know, if he gets hit the line of scrimmage, he needs to fall forward for 2 or 3 yards.
Right.
Always fall forward, you know, get the positive yardage, shorten the chains, and try to hang on to that football.
And let folks know, Junior is not going to start tonight. He is expected to play disciplinary issues, and so they're going to – he's not going to start, and hopefully we'll see him sometime, because he's coming off a monster game last year, last week, I should say. I think it was like 185, 186 yards last week. Carried the ball very well last week.
Carried the ball very well last week. You know, it's a shame that you've got a senior who is in the ninth week of your senior year, and you have any kind of issues whatsoever with them. You know, this thing's about over with for them. They need to realize that and do what they can to maximize the time they've got left. So, I hope we get to see him tonight, and I hope he runs the ball hard. And I hope Lathan Aldridge, I guess, who will start in his place. You know, Lathan hit the ball whole quick last week. You know, so it doesn't matter. If somebody goes down, is not there, somebody else has got to step up. That's just the nature of it. That's why we have more than 11.
The Bombers 0-8 in the campaign. Searcy 6-2. We're about 12 minutes away from kickoff. Boys, if you heard earlier tonight on the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas High School Game Day show, there's some great matchups around the state tonight. Matt will run down those for us coming up here with our studio report. When we continue, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season. This week's Player of the Game is Hunter Price. Hunter is a junior safety. He had 9 tackles and 1 big fumble recovery. Hunter also plays on the punt and kickoff team, where he recovered a kickoff to set the Bombers up to take the lead in the third quarter. Hunter Price, the Player of the Game against Sylvan Hills, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm agent.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weakened warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
Napa know-how.
Right now, 5-quart jugs of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil are only $18.99. It protects your engine from sludge and extreme temperatures. But did you know it also protects our troops? Yep, with each purchase of Napa Full Synthetic for $18.99, a portion goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 10/31/18.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3939 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3939.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show continues with a Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's take you into the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening from the studio for the first time this evening as Mountain Home and Searcy are getting ready to kick off in just a few minutes. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East, every game in the 6A East tonight, other than Mountain Home and Searcy, features a ranked team. Jonesboro, who was part of who is actually tied for fourth in Class 6A, is at Sylvan Hills tonight down at Sherwood. Marion is tied with Jonesboro for that number 4 ranking. The Patriots are hosting Jacksonville. And West Memphis, ranked 10th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A, is at home against Pine Bluff. On the local level, it is senior night for Yellville Summit. The Panthers are looking to close out their home campaign with a victory tonight as they host Mountain View. Salem is at home against East Poinsett County. It's the Greyhounds senior night as well. And they've only got 1 loss on the season, unbeaten right now in the 2A3, so you know they'd like to continue that. Melbourne is idle this week. Marshall is going to have a tough matchup on the road tonight. They are playing the second-ranked team in Class 3A. That is Clinton. Harrison is having their senior night tonight. The Goblins, currently ranked 2nd in Class 5A, is at home against Huntsville tonight. As for the rest of our area schools up in Missouri, they're beginning postseason play tonight with the start of district play. West Plains looking to remain undefeated as they host Cape Girardeau Central, though the Zizzers are the top seed. in their district. Hollister is at Seneca tonight. Forsyth plays at top-seeded Ava, and Branson is at Republic. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that we haven't yet got to, you heard Brad say some great matchups tonight, and this is going to be the marquee matchup this week. Number one, North Little Rock at home against number two, Bryant. You know it's going to be a packed house tonight down there by the Arkansas River. Number three, Conway is at home against Little Rock Catholic. Fourth-ranked Greenwood, who is also number one in Class 6A, is at Sheridan tonight. Number five, Bentonville is at home against Springdale. Fayetteville, who's part of a three-way tie for six, is hosting Heritage tonight. Bentonville West is also part of that tie. They are at home against Van Buren, and so is Pulaski Academy. The Bruins are also ranked number one in Class 5A, and they are hosting Watson Chapel tonight. And number nine, Warren, who is also number one in Class 4A, is at home against Hamburg. There's only one game we haven't yet mentioned in the Class 6A top five, and that is number three, Benton, playing host to Lake Hamilton. In the Class 5A top five games that we haven't yet got to, number three, Little Rock Christian, hosts Maumelle tonight. Number four, Texarkana, is at Hope. And fifth-ranked Little Rock McClellan hosts Hot Springs Lakeside. Among the Class 4A top five games that we haven't yet mentioned, number two, Bauxite, is at Arkadelphia. Third-ranked Joe T. Robinson hosts Ashdown down in Little Rock. Number four, Stuttgart, is at home against Lone Oak. And number five, Jonesboro Westside, has made the trip down Interstate 555 to Truman. Among the Class 3A top five games that we haven't yet mentioned, number one, Boonville, is at Lamar. Third-ranked Smackover is hosting Bismarck tonight. Number four, Ryzen, is at Barton. And fifth-ranked Prescott is at Camden Harmony Grove tonight. And in the Class 2A top five, it is the number one, Hazen, at home against Mariana Lee. Second-ranked Foreman hosts Murfreesboro. Number three, Mount Ida, is at Gurdon. Fourth-ranked Junction City hosts Hector. And number five, Conway Christian, is at home against Magnet Cove. And that's a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Searcy coming up in just a few minutes. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll return with more of the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you, because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs, for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons. Go Bombers!
Don't miss this year's Red Kettle Cook-Off, Friday, November 9th from 11 to 1 at the Salvation Army. Local celebrity chefs will be serving some of their favorite dishes for you to taste. For $10, you get to sample all the amazing dishes and have a chance to win a Red Kettle Grill. Tickets are on sale now at the Salvation Army on Highway 201 North. All proceeds go toward the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign. Help the Salvation Army provide help and hope for the holidays.
Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
You're listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Yeah.
About 2 minutes away from kickoff here in Searcy, the Bombers and the Lions getting ready to do battle. Let's get our turf report brought to you by Lawns Plus. For all your turf and pest management and landscaping needs, contact Lawns Plus and visit upgradeyourlawn.com Bob Bird, the Turf Report.
Turf's good. Like it always is, you know, these artificial turfs, there's not a whole lot that you can say about artificial turf. This one's green with red and white numbers and red end zones and very well lit. So it's the turf is good.
There you go. See, that is why we had you hang around
this
year.
That's exactly why I'm here this year to give the Turf Report. I hope somebody's listening and can carry on this Turf Report for me in the same way that I've done it.
All right, the Bombers looking for their elusive first win of the season. Can they get it here tonight? There have been some great battles in this series with Searcy. The Lions, a very potent offense. That defense is going to have to play well tonight. We'll take a break, come back, and kick it off in just a moment. Mountain Home and Searcy next on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!